Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Maryland Terrapins and their 2022 college football season is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking about the Terrapins today, it's going to be a fun show, man. Talk about a team who is on the rise, who's going to have a good season, I think. It's going to be a great team preview and a team breakdown.
Absolutely. And for all of our big Maryland Terrapin fans out there, I know you're looking forward to this preview. We're looking forward to the season starting. And for those that are playing against the Terrapins this season, don't forget, fear the turtle.
Yeah.
So thank you also for watching on live or on our podcast. We love our viewers so much. So thank you. Mr. Logan Landers, these Maryland Terrapins love the area, love that campus. It's an incredible, you know, place to go to school. It's also got a great football team, one that has been rising in the stats in the last few seasons. What do we have to look forward to from the Maryland Terrapins?
Well, last year was a breakout year for Maryland, all in all, finished with a 7-6 record, 3-6 in the Big Ten. But most importantly, though, Jeremiah, they got to a bowl game. And when I say that, they didn't just get to a bowl game. They won a bowl game, the Pinstripe Bowl against Virginia Tech, and it wasn't just an easy win. They absolutely just went to town on them. 54-10 was the final score. Their first bowl appearance since 2016, their first winning season overall since 2014, and their first bowl victory since 2010. So it's been quite some time for this Maryland team to get things really going, and happy to see it, man. So they have a lot of hype in 22 coming off of a red hot season. Let's talk more about this team. Like I mentioned, 7-6, not the greatest record, but they got a winning season, first time in a long time. So you will take it as well as you can, man. Let's talk about this team and what we are looking forward to. The offense, it is an offense, you can say that for sure. It was just middle of the road last season, right? In terms of offense, total scoring, yardage, and whatnot, 13th in the nation in passing, pretty solid. And the pass protection on the O-line was decent enough, but they had more than 460 yards in each of their 7 wins. So when they were going, man, the offense was clicking on all cylinders. So you got to hope you can maybe get more longevity out of that in more than 7 games, right? And like I said, when they lost their games last year, it was under that mark by a significant margin. So just like I said, be more consistent, be more balanced, switch things up, some different plays. And with, of course, their head coach being Mike Locksley, he's been there for 4 seasons. Obviously, they trust him, right? And they think that he can help turn this program around a little bit more. Let's talk about the passing game. Like I mentioned, the passing game, pretty solid. You have a man by the name of Talia Tagovailoa, the younger brother of Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. Who was a great at Alabama, of course, a few seasons ago. 2020, not the greatest year, but, man, in 21, he was the number one guy. You got to look for it. He's got some good targets. You got Rakeem Jarrett led the way last year, 62 catches. Dante Demus as well, who was a weapon last year. One of the most explosive players in the Big Ten when he's healthy. And you're bringing on Jacob Copeland from the Florida Gators, who caught 85 passes and 9 times, or he scored 9 times over the last few seasons. So just another threat for Talia and to really help out this offense. like I said, now that you got the pieces in place, you got a good quarterback, you got some solid receivers, now to help out with the running game, to help out and get up some of that yards per carry, who was just at 4 yards last year, so you got to do a little bit better than that. It is going to help, though, because I mentioned the O-line. All five starters are going to be expected to come back this upcoming season, including Jalen Duncan, the left tackle. But like I said, even though you do have all five of your offensive linemen coming back, you are losing your leading rusher and Tayon Fleet Davis. But you do have some guys like Chalen Fatamu and Colby McDonald. They're tough guys. They're quick. And they are going to be all about, right? They're ready for this team to get things going in the running game. So overall, I expect the offense to be a little bit better, a little bit more consistent this year. See how the running game is going to hold up. I mean, it's always good to have a veteran offensive line, some guys who have some experience, and a good quarterback in Tagovailoa. So I think the Maryland offense is going to be more consistent this upcoming season. Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. The defense was really good against the teams they should have beat, but it was the tougher opponents which they struggled with. It's like I mentioned again, just being more consistent. That's the overall key word for this team is consistency on both ends of the ball. They were 12th overall in the conference in defense and 13th in scoring. And so like I said, they struggled to get some turnovers, and they, like I said, whenever they faced some tough opponents, it wasn't a pretty day. It's a work in progress, though. They've got some guys who they're trying to really get things out there, get some more experience. Let's talk more about it. The defensive line, it was a little bit tough against the run a few times last year. Sometimes some guys have some tremendous days against them. And even though it was only 4 yards to carry, right, they were just pounding them constantly. And the pass rush, like I said, not the greatest either. Not enough tackles for losses, not enough sacks as well. But you are getting some great players back. You got Ami Fanoh and Mariah Nalisi-Kite, who are big 300-plus pounders, who are going to be in there just stuffing that line and not getting as much running game on you. Now, you got guys like Ruben Hypolit in the middle of your linebacking core. He's going to be returning a good tackler who returns from last season. You're getting Tarheeb Steele and Jacorian Bennett on your outside at your corners. Like I said, last year, only two guys came up with interceptions. So you've got to really help out. And I think that with your corners, they've got to be a little bit stronger. With your linebackers, they've got to be able to get some more tackles. And with your defensive linemen, you've got to really get to the quarterback, stuff the running back in the backfield. Because like I said, 4 yards carry, not the greatest, but he was getting those 4 yards consistently as opposed to getting tackled for 3 yards a loss. So just got to be a little more better there. But overall, looking at this team, I think for Maryland, some things, just some final keys for their season, for the offense, they've got to be better with running the football. And as for the defense, you've got to get some more turnovers. Just get some fumbles, some interceptions. Whatever it may be, you got to get a few more of it so you can get your team a break and get that important, man, that momentum. So I expect them to have a good season. I expect some other guys like Tagovailoa, of course. I expect new transfer Tyler Baylor to have a great season on defense. So I think this is a team ready to have another season of success, but let's talk about who they are facing. Up first, you have Buffalo, September the 3rd, Charlotte, September the 2nd, SMU, September the 17th. Then you've got two tough games here. You've got Michigan, September 24th, and Michigan State, October the 1st, followed up by Purdue on October the 8th, Indiana, October the 15th, Northwestern, October 22nd, Wisconsin, the Badgers, November 5th, the Penn State Nittany Lions on November 12th. And, of course, you've got two more teams left, the Ohio State Buckeyes, November 19th, and Rutgers on the 26th of November to round out the season. So I'm expecting a somewhat similar record to last season, all in all, just because they are facing a lot of really good teams. Of course, they are in a tough conference for a team that isn't at the upper echelon quite yet. And I expect a similar record, but I expect better production from this team. I expect them to obviously beat the teams that they should, and I think that they are going to give a better fight against some of the tougher teams, the Ohio States, the Michigans of the world. I don't know if they could always come out with an upset. That's great to watch each and every Saturday, but I expect at least Maryland to stick in a little bit longer in some of those games not have it be a blowout and have it be a more competitive matchup, which is really all you can ask for a team who is still building on their roster, still having some guys step up in certain areas. So overall, like I said, I expect a similar season to 2021 in terms of their record, but I expect a better on-field product this upcoming season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, exactly. So with them growing this season, they've got some opportunities. They definitely have some big teams they're going to have to play still this year, but it does sound like they've got a pretty balanced schedule overall, so they have some chances to really shine. Well, we would love to hear from you, the audience, and the people who watch our amazing show, to tell us, what do you think about the Maryland Terrapins? What do you think about their chances this year? Please put, if you're watching our live video, into the comments, whether on Facebook or over on YouTube, put in the comments and tell us exactly what do you think will happen with the Terrapins. And if you're watching our podcast, first off, thank you. We love our podcast listeners. And second off, if you're listening to our podcast, you can drop us a review, you can give us a thumbs up, you can follow the show, and you can tell us everything you're thinking about the Maryland Terrapins, either in a review or by just jumping over to our social media, including over on LinkedIn, which is one of our favorite places to talk about football. So please join us anywhere that you join on social and over on our podcast networks to talk about the Maryland Terrapins and also all of college football. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the Maryland Terrapins for the 2022 team season. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.